Well, that's not slanty. So we're talking about you're on top of the roof, and one side of the sefer had rolled down. It's not hanging in the air. It's not, it didn't reach the ground yet. It's not hanging on, it's not resting on the wall. It's just hanging straight down. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Because she the mishupa lamala mishloi shagor layetzloi lamasta mishloi shagor alav ksav. Has not reviewed this the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says it's totally in lovud that calls the man that didn't reach three tefachim of the ground. Then shrit it's not called munach, it's not called resting. Then shrit you're allowed to roll it up. But when the sefer, the bottom part of the sefer, came within three tefachim off the ground, then we say lovud. It's considered like it's resting on the ground. Since it's considered like it's resting on the ground, it's awesome to Rabbanu now to roll it up, because you're rolling it from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yochin. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam holds, even Mishum Kisra HaKadosh, the Rabbanu will not mat to you. You're not allowed to roll it up. But that's only if one side is resting on the ground. What's called resting? If it got within Gimel Tzvachim off the ground, that's called the Maisa Anochim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Afilu Reinem Sulik Minoret, Elikamole Machit. If you don't know, even though it's within lover of the ground, that's not called munach though. It's not called resting on the ground. Why? Tibinan hanlocha gabi mashu. That's the locha. Vilcha Shabbos. When are you chayv, you pick something off with Shusha Rabin, it has to be resting on the ground. It has to be mamish touching the ground. Kol zaman, it's mamish the fraction of an inch off the ground. It's not called munach. It's no yisto haitso on Shabbos. That's from Yudhishita. Tibinan hanlocha gabi mashu. It has to rest on the ground itself. For the opinion of the for the chiyav akira that you're picking it up, it's not enough to din lovud. Like the Tanakhama says, even though it's within three tefachim of the ground, lovud doesn't help you for the opinion of akira to pick up the chayfas from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Yochid. The akira has to be from Rosh Hashanah mamish. It has to be on the ground itself. The vinyan hanocha agabi mashu of his lezad gemara of yellow hodi yom arava. That the Rava says toich shloish l'rabbonin tzorach hanocha. Rava says, even according to the Rabbanan, that we say if something is within three tefachim off the ground, it's called hanochon, he holds also tzarech hanochon. No, it's not really a din of three tefachim. It has to mamash be munach, mamash rest on the ground. His lechura leima katano yom l'shmaita. His lechura Rava is saying like a machlokes hanoyim, because that's the machlokes now mishnah. The Tanakhama says, 1 second. Yeah. Like Rashi says, the Churim Rav is now saying Machlokes Tanoim. The Rashi says, "V'alneim loketanoyim l'shmaita do atona kamo afilu kiloi nach nami gozel lamata migimum mishum dilma zimnin deinag debiyodoi l'rova keinag debiyodoi nami ki agav lo nachle mechayim." So the Tanakhama says, "Klom that once the one side of the sefer came within gimel tvochim, it's usur. Why? Because that's called munachan v'shus rabin. So you see, even though it's not reaching the ground." But kol zaman is within gimel tefachim off the ground, it is considered munach. So that's the Tanakhama. So that's what Rav says according to everybody. There's no din of gimel tefachim off the ground. It has to badafka be lying on the ground. L'chur it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakhama says not like that now, Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that if part of it, the bottom part, reached the bottom gimel tefachim, it's also to do it. So you see, it doesn't have to reach the ground, mamish. It's only Rav Yehuda's sheet that holds that it has to reach the ground, that kol zaman is off the ground, even a fraction of an inch, it's mutum. But then the Tanakhama argues on that. So the Chur Rav is saying like a machlokes tanoim, and the Gemara Ella, kula Rav Yehudi. Nay, the whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda. Everybody holds like Rav is saying, everybody holds like this. That kol zaman, the chayfas, does not reach the ground, there's no issoi so. V'chasuri nechsu v'ochi ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. V'amer devor mamurim, when do I say our first din? That if it reached 10 tefachim of the ground, it's chayiv, because the mashupa. That's treated. It has to be a slanty roof, a slanty wall. So since the wall is slanty, therefore it's lying, it's resting on the wall. So when it reached the bottom 10 tefachim of the wall, which is a Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome in the Rabbanan to roll it up. Well, because the shayna mashupa. But let's say the sefer rolled off the roof, and the wall down is not slanty, the wall is a straight, steep wall. So now the sefer is not hanging in the air. Afilo pachas mishloisha tefachim. Even if the bottom part of the sefer mamish is right off the ground, it's less than gimel tefachim away from the ground. Still, gadol loyetzloi. You're allowed to roll the sefer back to you. Why? Sure, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilo eina mesulik minoret ele mole machit, mole hachut. Even if the sefer is only missing the ground by mamish and needles, a space, that's all, it's mamish right off the ground, still it's mutter. Still you're allowed to roll it up to you. Why? My timer, to be an anocha gabi mashu. Because kol zman, one side of the safe is not reaching the ground, it's not munach on the ground, there's no issurites at all. It's only us if something is lying on the ground, then if you pick it up from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid Yechayiv. But here, if one side is down, it's not even reaching the ground, there's not even issur mid rabbanon. His mishpahim, if one side is reaching the ground, then it's osim mid rabbanon. The rabbanon is osim because like you're carrying a heifer of the chayfetz. Midi right, it's mutter, because since the other side is in your hand, you're not making a complete tzor. But if one side is on the ground, mid rabbanon it's osim. But that's only if one side is reaching the ground, munach on the ground. The kol zman is off the ground, even by a fraction of an inch, still it's mutter. And this goes according to everybody. Zayra Tanakama, Zayra Yehuda. This is the way Rabbah learns, and that's... So then, the loch it's a machleik, that's how we paskin. The machava posha paskin is like Rav here. That kol zman, the chayfet is not resting on the ground, there's no issue picking it up. The grua, I think, paskin is like the first side. To say no. Kol zman, it comes within gimel tfachim, it's also called munach. Gimel tfachim does help. It's machleik. So at the Mishnah. Ziz shalifnei chaloin. If you have like a porch, a piece of wood sticking out of the wall, next to your window. Your ziz is always rashes boilet min akosel, a piece of wood that's sticking out of the wall. Kavoya yud, it's 10 tfachim off the ground. Harochiv dalad, and it's wide dalad tfachim. So chur the ziz like this porch is a rishus ayochid. Shalafnei achloin, it's right in front of your window. It is alocha noisnim olav v'noisnim menu b'shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to take things out of your window and put it onto this porch and bring it back into your window. Because Zai the porch is a Rishus Yochid, and Zai your house is a Rishus Yochid. So you're allowed to carry from your house onto this porch, and from the porch onto into your house again. So Rashi, Bnei Aliyah, the Rishus Yochidu. It's a Rishus Yochid, it's Mutter. So the Gemara is at the Gemara. Hai Ziz, the Mafkul Heichad. Where is it sticking out over? Where is this porch being boiled going over? Ilay Ma, the Mafkul Rishus Rabbi, if you want to say in front of the house. Is the Rishus Rabim. So this porch is sticking out over Rishus Rabim. Is the Chura Shaila, why is the Mutter to hand something from your window onto this beam that's sticking out under your window? Lekish, why aren't you afraid? Dimul Nafel. Maybe when you put it down on this porch, it'll fall off the porch, it'll fall off this beam. V'yosalasuye. And then you'll go downstairs to pick it up, and you'll come to carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. So why don't we have such a gzeira? So the Mar'el Le'enachnami, you're right, there should be such a gzeirum. El Damafet Rishus HaYochid. We're talking about that in front of the porch is a Rishus HaYochid at the backyard. For the Mar'el B'zayb Shita, then Avad Mitzmut, what's the Shaila? You carry now from your house to the porch, and downstairs is also Rishus HaYochid. You can carry straight downstairs already also. So what's the Chiddush? You can put something on this porch here. Abai, and the Mar'el Ma'abai, Le'elam Damafet Rishus HaRabim. No, we're talking about that this beam is sticking out now over Rishus HaRabim. Oh my, nice and all of the Ktoni, or Bazaar Yavakasha, how come you're allowed to take things out from your window and put it on this board that's sticking out? Why aren't you afraid it'll fall to Rishus HaRabim and you come to pick it up? You know what we're talking about? Dafka Diktoni Kalim Hanishbarim. We're talking about you put outside glass, or else Kli Cheris, earthly Kalim. That if they fall off this porch light, it'll break. So there's no Xer, you come to pick it up, and broken pieces you won't pick up. The Enachnami pieces that have to fall down. Something that will fall down won't break. It's tak awesome with Rabbanon to put something out from your window onto this platform. So I don't think it means mamish our porches. Like mamish, the porch that we have, it's like mamish part of the house. You walk outside. Here it means something that you don't walk outside on it. It's just like a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. See, there's a good gzera that if you put something, put an apple on top of this piece of wood, maybe you'll fall straight down to the Shus HaRabim, and then there's a gzera, maybe you come to carry it back up again. Tanya Nam Yochi, we'll learn like this also. Tanya Nam Yochi. Ziz Shalafnei Achaloin. If you have this projection of wood coming out right under the window, Hayotzel Rishus HaRabim, if underneath it is a Rishus HaRabim, is nice and all of Karas. You can put plates on it, the Koisois and glasses, Kitonios, all sorts of type of glasses, or Sluchois, or Mishtamesh, Bechol HaKoisel. And you're allowed to use the whole wall, Ad Asfara Tachtoinim, until the bottom 10 Tfochim. As Kol Zman's 10th Fachim off the ground is considered like either a Mokam Tur or a Rishus Yochid, therefore it's Mutter. V'yemyei ziz echod l'mata mimenu, and let's say you have another projection, another piece of wood coming out, even lower than yours, is Mishtamish Boy. Mishtamish Boy, you could use that one. Uvel your name Mishtamish Boy. But on the top one you can't use. Ela Kineged Chaloin. only right connected, right opposite of the window, that's where it's mutter, but not more. So Rashi learns, Mishtamish b'kol ha-koysol, im aziz mutter l'orkoi, etzel ha-koysol, al p'nei kuloi mishtamish b'kol aziz. Even if the beam is going straight across the whole wall, but you have true, you have a window sticking out right here in the middle of the wall. Usually your window is in the middle of the wall. You have the window. What about you have this projection, this beam, a very long beam going along the whole wall? Still, it's mutter. From your window, you can put something out onto the beam along the whole beam, even though it goes along the whole wall. That's the first halacha. Umishtamish bechol hakoysel ad asar tachtonim. As long as it's off. As long as this beam that sticks out is not lower than 10 tefachim, because it would be lower than 10 tefachim, it would be part of the Rishus Rabin. It'd be yosser. Close the man, it's higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's not a Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out from your window to put these things along the whole wall, the whole length of the wall. One is higher than 10 tefachim, but it's lower than you. Then you use the bottom one. If there are two pieces of wood sticking out, one is higher and one is lower, they're both more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Then we say the bottom piece of wood, you could be mishtamish with the whole wood all along. Mashenkin, the top one, you only allowed to do dafka kineged chaloinei. Only mamish right outside your window, it's mutter. Ela kineged, please. Ela kineged chaloinei. So tomorrow, hi ziz hechidomi. How is the ziz talking about? Either less be'aboy, if the ziz, the piece of wood that's sticking out, is not four tefachim wide, or b'zoy mokim turu. It's mamish mokim turu. V'afilu kineged chaloinei, nami lo yishtamish. She's not even mishtamish kineged chaloinei. Why not? That's the kashan. Interesting. That if this piece of wood sticking out of the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's not a Rishus Yochid. It's only a Mokim Turu. So true, you're allowed to carry something from Rishus Rabin and put it down in the Mokim Turu. That's just to put down something one time. But to be mishtamish, to use it, to say that like here, you're not allowed to use it. Since it's not a Mokim Choshiv, you're not allowed to use it to say that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, even Keneged Chalon should be asked to use it. You can't use that Mokim, it's not a Choshiv a Mokim, it's not a Rishus Yochid. Namilo mishtamish. Even the top one is also 4 tefachim wide. Why can't you use all along like this porch? What's wrong with it? The whole porch is a Rishus HaYochid, and your chalon is also a Rishus HaYochid. So why can't you be mishtamish all along the length of the porch? Why only just the opposite of your window is it mutter? Omer Abai, you were talking about tachtoin yispei abo. Talking about the bottom projection, the bottom porch, is like a wide 4 tefachim. That's mamash Rishus HaYochid. That's why you're allowed to carry things out to it along the whole length of the porch. The Elyon, the top projection, is less by Yabur. Does not have a width of 4 tefachim. No, the Chaloin, Mashlimos, and Ladalid. We're talking about the window also has some width to it. Whereas the window comes in a little bit. So this projection outside the window, plus the window itself, together is 4 tefachim wide. Then it's very good. Keneged Chaloin Mishtamish, Dechure Chaloinu. What's right outside the window, you're allowed to use that mokum, because that's called like the chur, the whole of Rishus HaYochid. And the whole of Rishus HaYochid is considered like Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, what's mamish like a choshev mokum, like a Rishus HaYochid. But the high geese are the high geese also. But to use the right side of the porch, or left side of the porch, since the porch is not 4 tefachim wide, it's not called a Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to be mishtamish to use it to say there from your house to put things out on it. So therefore, on the right or left side of the window, you can't use. Just opposite the window, since the window itself makes it 4 tefachim wide, so with the window, the outside mokum is a choshev mokum, therefore you're allowed to carry it to right outside the window. But my geese is awesome. But the bottom one is mutter, because the bottom one is talking about, it is 4 tefachim wide. So the bottom one is mamash a good Rishus HaYochid, therefore the bottom one is mutter. We're holding it up. Tzadik Chesem Beis. Here's the Bar Mishnah. Here's Tzadik Chesem Beis. I made Adam Rishus HaYochid, a person that is standing in the Rishus HaYochid in his house, or Metalto Rishus HaRabim. He's allowed to like stick his hand out the window and move things around in the front in the Rishus HaRabim. And who Adin Fakir? Rishus HaRabim. Somebody's allowed to be standing in the Rishus HaRabim and stick his hand inside the house, or Metalto Rishus HaYochid, and move things around in the Rishus HaYochid. But providing he should not move the chayfetz more than arabamis. So this tachur goes back to the first case where the person is standing in the rishus hayochid, standing inside the house or inside his backyard, and he sticks his hand outside the fence of rishus rabim. He could pick up something and put it down, but he can't move that chayfetz, like pick it up and with his arm move it away for ramis and put it down, because that would be yosef, because that's considered you picked up the chayfetz in the rishus rabim and you moved the dal damis, and you put it down again in the Rishus HaRabim. So you'd be chayiv for that. Even though your body is standing in the Rishus HaYochid, but this you can't do. But if you move it less than dal damis, that's mutter. And then within the other way, if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, then you're allowed to and put your hand inside the Rishus HaYochid, you can move it l'chur as far as you want. And like Rashi says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't make gzeira shemi yachni senu etzloi. The Chur will see later, there's a Ramei Yeshit, he makes the Gzeira. What do you mean you're allowed to stand inside your house and with your hand put it outside to Rishus HaRabim and move things around there? Ramei holds as a Gzeira. If you start picking up something in Rishus HaRabim, you won't just put it down there. Maybe you'll bring it inside to the house, and that would be an Issa D'Raisa. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. We don't make that Gzeira. No, we're not afraid. And as we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about Kelim that you don't need. It's not so necessary for you. So therefore, Stam, you're putting your hand outside to Rishus HaRabim and move something, that's on one side, to the other side, that's mutter. There's no gzera, maybe you bring it inside the house. So Mishnah Vayit, another Chiddush, Lo Yamed Adam Rishus HaYochid. A person can't be standing in a Rishus HaYochid, in his backyard, the Yashdim Rishus HaRabim, and he'll let out the water, Matu Meraglayim, go to Rishus HaRabim. That's also to do. Or who adin Rishus HaRabim, the person can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the Yashdim Rishus HaYochid, and the letters may raglayim go into the Rishus HaYochid. That's also also, that's called Hoitzor. It's called you're causing your water to go from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, Yechayiv. V'chein, the same halacha, lo yorok, you're not allowed to spit. You can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim and spit into Rishus HaYochid. That's also a chi of Hoitzor for that. I know within Fakat, if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, you can't spit into Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says no, it depends. Af mishenitlash roike bepiv, another thing, he just says another chiddush of Yehuda. Yehuda, when af mishenitlash roike bepiv, as soon as the spit is in your mouth, but shenitlash means it, like Rashi says, mishenisago v'nesaf lotzeis. You got a lot of spit, a lot of saliva in your mouth. That's aimed to be spitting out. Saliva to take out of your mouth. So when you have a lot of saliva in your mouth, that's like moving around there, you're not allowed to walk Rishus HaRabim. He's af misha nitlash roikoi. Nitlash means loshnoik is uprooted. When the saliva in your mouth is like uprooted, about to be spitting out, is the piv lo yahalach arbamis achiyoruk. You're not allowed to walk like that in the street in Rishus HaRabim for ramis, because since the saliva is aimed to be spitting out, so it's not considered bottle to your goof anymore, but it's considered you're carrying something. So if you're going to walk now, dal damas b'shus rabim, with so much saliva in your mouth, that's an issa, that's also. Like Rashi says, misha nitlash roike b'piv, misha nis'ago v'ner savlotzes. When they got like around, a lot of saliva is in your mouth, and it's about to come out, is lo yahalach arba amasachi yorik. Te'chivad l'mishtayu koi, since it's oimed now to spit out this saliva, masahu, it's considered you're carrying something. There's normal saliva in your mouth, it's aimed to swallow. It's called bottle to your goof, that's not called an isloy tzor. Mashaking something, or a phlegm or something, you have this in your mouth, that's aimed to spit out, so that's osir, because that's called a matzui. You can't walk dal damas b'shus rabim with that. So, Gemara. Masni lei rav chinanor bar shalmio lechia bar rav, that rav chinanor, the son of Ashalmio, learned, told over to chia bar rav, Kai made the rav, in front of rav, he told over this halacha. That what? A little bit different than our Mishnah. He learned, Lo yamed odom rishus hayochid umetalto rishus rabin. He learned it's also. You're not allowed to, your body is be standing inside your yard, inside rishus hayochid, and stick your hand out of the fence to the Rishus HaRabim, and being entitled to move things around. If you have a chair in the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to move it even 2 feet. You can't move it. That's the way he learned. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's mutter. The Mishnah just says, B'vach l'yetzi chutz mi'arbamis. You can't move the chair 4 amas. But to move it 2 or 3 amas, it's mutter. He learned in the name of Rav, in front of Rav, that it's also. Omalei, so Rav answered back, Oshavkis Rabbonin v'yavdis k'remeya. Like, how come you're passing like that? Why are you leaving the Rabbonin, like the Stam Al Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, and going according to Remeya? Like we'll see later on in the Masech, the Remeya makes a gzera. Like Rashi says, v'yavdis k'remeya, like who are you, Reb Chiya bar Shalmiya, want to pass like Remeya? So Rashi, the Iyu who the gozer, Reb Meya Taka makes this gzera, that Sheme Yovi Etzlek Lekamon. We're afraid if you're standing in your backyard and you just stick your hand out to Rishus HaRabim and move things around there, it's also because there's a gzera, maybe you'll bring it back into the Rishus HaYochid. That's Reb Meya's gzera. Could it come on the perik and later on in the perik? He says, Layamad Rishus HaYochid, a person can be standing in his backyard, the Yiftach Rishus HaRabim, and the lock is in Rishus HaRabim, Sheito Mavtech Rishus HaRabim V'Yiftach Boy, to take the key that's in the Rishus HaRabim, to open up the lock in Rishus HaRabim. Hasom Rishus HaRabim. Shem Meyachnes Esther B'mokim Shu. Because we're afraid if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Now the key and the lock is outside of the Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to stick your hand outside of the Rishus HaRabim, pick up the key there, open up the lock. Because if the Xerah Rameya holds, maybe you'll bring the key back into the Rishus HaYochid. So that's the din later, Rameya makes this Xerah. So the Chura, he asked, Rav asked that Kasha, why are you passing like Remeya? Why don't you pass like our Stam Mishnah? Those according to Rabbanan here. So that Rabbanan, our Mishnah, say it's Mutter. They don't make this Gezerah. And if the Gemara, who saw what